The waiting room is full at Lakeland Medical Associates in Athens, Texas. In one of the examination rooms, Vicki Yarborough is filling out paperwork with her daughter. She's been waiting an hour and a half to see the doctor.
But you know, when it's your turn, he treats you just like he does the next one. Where a lot of doctors are just wham, 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 you know, just move them in, move them out. But he knows about my whole family.
In the exam room next door, Eunice Benton, a patient in her 90s, is still waiting to see the doctor. Her appointment was 2 hours ago.
He's like one of my boys. He just brags on me being so healthy looking, and I guess I really am. 32.
All right.
Is she still congested?
Oh, yeah.
Is she getting a chest x-ray? Perfect. That's what we need.
There's the doctor, Douglas Curran. He sees up to 50 patients a day.
That's today's phone call so far. Okay?
And that stack is about over a foot tall.
Curran has been practicing medicine in Athens for 30 years. People know him well.
Can't go to church without a little line of people afterwards to visit with about, I can't get into the office. Can you help me out with this or that? And it's okay. It's just what I do.
Curran says in a rural community, you don't get to pick and choose who you see. Almost half his patients are on Medicare. The remaining half is fairly divided among those with private insurance, those with Medicaid, and those with nothing at all.
And we know that it costs us, just to walk in and see a patient, it costs about $40. That's to pay my employees, pay the light bill and the other paraphernalia you have to run a business. Costs us in the $40 plus range. So that's before doctor gets paid a penny.
Private insurance compensates him about $80 for that visit. Medicare pays the cost, $40. Medicaid pays only $30.
Payment you get from Medicaid is inadequate to cover the expenses of your practice. So you have to limit how much of that you see. And certainly the people who have no resources, if you see too many of those, you can't pay your bills either. So you've got to make enough money to pay your employees and keep the lights on. And if you're not doing that, you got to shut her down. And then I'm not doing anybody any good.
Dr. Curran is excited about the possibility that more people could receive health insurance if congressional legislation passes. But he would also like lawmakers to include what he calls adequate reimbursements for his services. For his patients, he's rooting for a proposal in both the House and Senate plans that would prevent insurance companies from denying coverage based on pre-existing conditions.
I like the fact that pre-existing illness goes away. You know, I hesitate sometimes to put down a diagnosis when I know that that could affect this person's ability to get insurance in the future who may be struggling. I don't think that's fair, and I think that's going to go away, and I think that's really good.
The U.S. Census Bureau estimates that up to 30% of the people in Henderson County, where Athens is located, do not have health insurance. Dr. Curran says his experience suggests it's even higher than that. But he's optimistic because he believes in the good intentions of the lawmakers working to change health care. He's also worried that politics as usual could hijack what he considers the bill's noblest aspirations, covering the patients and making it possible for doctors to care for them. Nathan Bernier, KUT News.